verse in Ezra, Ezra chapter 5, that'll be helpful for the young people and all of us. Ezra 5, verse 2, "Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Josedek, and began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them." So the prophetic ministry is so helpful for all of us in the assembly, individual believers. So don't neglect reading the prophets, the major and minor prophets. And the major and minor prophets really foretell our Lord Jesus Christ, really. So prophetic ministry is very, very helpful for believers. Just a general verse.
Is that there are a couple of things that are said of Jonah. We read one in 2 Kings, and one is here, or we read both in 2 Kings as well. That this is a man, the scripture has highlighted that he was a servant of the Lord, and he was a prophet of the Lord. A man that was willing to submit to the rights of God in servanthood, and a man who was willing to speak on the behalf of God as being the voice of the Lord. And the question is always that stirs me up is, what happened? What happened to a godly man? We have heard an aged prophet that has these wonderful features in his life that will reach to a point where he will disobey the voice of the Lord. And I would like to suggest that we would learn that this man, this prophet, there was a sense of pride of bringing others into blessing. And this is something that we don't want to have amongst us by way of a vocation. That being used to bring others into blessing. Natural mean will cause us to hate individuals. That's the natural man. To dislike a nation. To dislike certain people. But as saints of God, we should be those that are willing to have enlarged heart and love to embrace others and to bring them into this wonderful family of God and be glad and happy about it. So that's the unfortunate thing that have happened to a wonderful prophet of God.
Appreciation for the word of the Lord was what was lacking, because Steve brought that before us, the matter of the word of the Lord or the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah. And if there is an appreciation of the word of the Lord, undoubtedly our steps would move in direction that will enhance the truth and carry the truth forward. But here it is clear that more than likely an appreciation of the word of Jehovah was not quite there in this prophet's heart. And as a result, his response to it is, instead of going in the direction as indicated, he arises and he goes in an opposite direction. So I wonder if we might appreciate how much the word of the Lord is supposed to have an impress upon our hearts. If it doesn't, then there will be a movement away. But if there is the impress, then undoubtedly there will be the response.
In 2 Kings chapter 14, Jonah was willing to obey and relate to the people the word of God. In this situation, he wasn't willing to submit to the word of God. And let me make a way of application. The word of God is given to us in the whole scripture so that we might obey it completely. We don't make it suitable for us. What is suitable for me, I go along with it. And what is not suitable for me, I will not go for it. And that's the unfortunate thing that we see, that Jonah was willing to bring a word as long as it's connected to who? Judah and Israel. That's wonderful. But to connect it to Nineveh, he wasn't willing for it. So the Lord give us grace to learn from such a man.
Speak to Jonah twice. Once in chapter 1 and then again in chapter 3, the first verse. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, telling him to go to Nineveh. So the Lord has to speak to us twice and thrice too about matters. So if the Lord wants you to do something, you want to do it, now then do it. If you don't, he may have to deal with you very severely and speak to you the second time about it. Now, we don't know how he spoke to Jonah, no doubt out loud, but he speaks to us through the scriptures.
Okay, I'm going to borrow Brother Bob's microphone. It might be helpful to just give a little geography lesson also. Where is Nineveh? You know, it's on a map. If you looked, it would be, I guess, where modern-day Iraq and Iran are. It's at the beginning of the River of Tigris, right, around there, the northern part of that part of the region of the world. And where is Tarshish? Well, Tarshish is in Spain. It's in the exact opposite direction. And it says in verse 3 that Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. So he was disobeying the word of the Lord. He was not only disobeying it by not doing it, but he was doing the exact opposite of what God had asked of him. So I think there's a further unfaithfulness. It isn't just that, you know, he could have just stayed in the land of Israel and just stayed there and not did a thing. But he realized that he was called, and he was expected by God to perform. God was not going to raise up any other prophet to do this. And even in Jonah's failure, God pursued Jonah. Jonah was the man for God's dealing with Nineveh, and he was not going to bring another till about 100 years later with Nahum. But at this time, Jonah was God's man, and it's a very serious thing when God asks us, he prompts us, he puts something in our hearts, and we say, we quench the spirit, and we say, no, I am not going to do this for the Lord. And I think then the Lord deals with us. His purposes are going to be performed, and they will be accomplished, even if we're unfaithful. But he runs the way. He runs and goes in the opposite way, and it says, from the presence of the Lord. I believe Jonah knew he could not run away from God seeing him wherever he went. We have Psalm 139. Where should I go? There's no place to go and hide from the Lord. If the night came, I couldn't hide from him in the nighttime. If I went into the deepest of the deep, I couldn't hide from God. But I believe Jonah, by geographically changing where he physically lived, he thought he could get away from the influences and the pressures that were brought upon him as a prophet. And by being in a different area, he would no longer have that prompting, or perhaps hear less of the commandment of the Lord. But God was not going to let him do that. So this from the presence of the Lord is another thing. We can never really flee from the presence of the Lord, and yet he was trying to do that.